A policeman's lot is not a happy one, sang the sergeant of police in Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. A Norfolk policewoman doesn't agree. Gemma Cormack has been a police constable for 11 years and has loved every minute of it. Geoffrey Hodson met her at Bethel Street Police Station and asked her what were her duties.
We protect the public, we investigate crime and disorder, we deal with 999 calls or non-emergency calls, and a variety of other special things.
So when did you first become interested in joining the police? As a youngster?
Yes.
Tell me more about that then.
Some of my family were in the police, and I wanted to do a job where I could help people, and I like talking to people, so I joined the police.
That was where, here in Norwich?
No, I joined the Metropolitan Police in London first.
And what was the initial training like? Was there a bit of a shock for you, all the training you had to do?
Yes, it was 18 weeks, and it was very hard and strict. It was very, very hard.
Yes.
Very long.
Yes, strict, because it is a disciplined force, of course, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're taught that from the first day onwards.
Yes.
What sort of naughty things were you up to then?
Well, we had to make sure our boots were polished and they had to be polished in the correct way, which I could never do. And we had to have our trousers pressed or ironed the right way, which again, I kept getting told off. And we'd have parade every morning, and if your trousers weren't or something was wrong, you'd have to stand up in front of everyone, nearly 200 people, and be told off, which that happened to me a couple of times.
So you were in Met for some time, and then you came up to Norwich. What brought you up to Norwich?
I grew up in Norwich. My family's in Norwich, not originally, but for a long time. I went to school in Norwich. So I transferred.
Which school was that?
Notre Dame.
Oh, yes. And what are your friends like when they know that, or not friends, people who don't know you very well? I'm a policeman, or policewoman. What's their reaction to you?
Obviously, you do get some mixed views. Most of the time, people are like, oh, really? What do you do? And what do you get up to? And ask what kind of stuff you deal with. And my friends are very, very proud of me, and they're always supportive of what I do.
Very good. Tell me about some of the incidents you've been on. I know you can't name particular names, but anything particularly funny happened in your job? Does it? Are there humorous sides to it?
There is. A lot of humorous sides to it. You can get humorous things happen every day. It's hard to think of particular ones, but I always try. I like to speak to even people who I have to arrest and take to custody. I'd speak to them how I'd like to be spoken to myself, and I always try to make it a bit easier and comfortable for them and be on a good level with them, because then it's easier for me and for them to be dealt with. So we always have a bit of a laugh, in the car, and not obviously we do take a thing seriously, but it's nice to lighten the mood.
Yes. The police and the ambulances and the fire brigades have some distressing things to go to.
Mm.
What's the worst thing that's happened in your career?
I've had to tell people about relatives dying. That's not a nice thing to do. I've had to deal with people who've committed suicide, and lots of incidents. I've dealt with people who've been really badly injured and assaulted, stabbings, and then I was involved in the riots as well in Tottenham, and that was just absolutely awful. Seeing where you work just being, set fire to, and windows and shops getting smashed, and people being really scared but then really angry as well. That was an awful time. But then it did show that we were, as a force, we were really supportive of each other, and you know, we wanted to help and stop it, and we all came together. You know, I was on a day off, and I rang up and said, I'll be there straight away, because that's what you do, you stick together.
Yeah, yes. How do you balance being in the police and your private life as well? With difficulty, I suppose, is the answer to that one.
I work shifts, so it's quite difficult, but now I still manage to, you know, we work a 6-on-4-off shift pattern, so I have plenty of time to see my friends and, you know, do a few fitness classes and socialise and see my mum and everything, so I still have time. You've just got to work out your diary.
Do you have time for any sports at all?
Yeah, I go to the gym, not as much as I like, but and then with shifts you can obviously do different times of the day, so you're not just doing every evening, because some evenings you can't.
But team games are out, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't do things that are every set days, every week, because I would miss them because of late shifts and the variety of our shift patterns, so I can't do the same thing every week because I'd have to do different times.
Yeah. What's your reaction to television police people? Because it's such a glamorous career. Well, it's not always glamorous, but it appears to be very glamorous. Whereas your job, like any other job, has its mundane moments, but it's rather boring, I should think. But what's your opinion about the television drama? Police.
I do quite enjoy some of them. I do like a good drama anyway. So I think you've just got to kind of, you know, some of them try and be as real as they can, but you've just got to put that out. I try and put that out of my head and just think about the drama itself and try and obviously see what happened and who did it and, you know, things like that. I'd rather not look at the police side of things and, oh, they're not doing that right. Well, yeah, they're doing that right. I'd rather just concentrate on the end and if I get it right.
You enjoy that. What's the next job in promotion as far as you're concerned?
I need to get my, well, I've passed my sergeants, I'm waiting to see if I can be a sergeant next, and then see where I go, see how far I can get.
Have you any particular ambition? Because in the police you've got various avenues you can follow, road work or whatever. Where do you think you'll be going?
I really enjoy being a uniform PC at the moment, and even when I go up, if I manage to go up the ranks, I'd like to stay in uniform and be involved in public order and the police support units. They deal with all, you know, any disorder and things like that, and that's what I would like to do. I like to be involved and I like to still interact with the public.
A happy and dedicated police constable, Joe McCormack.